Welcome to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. In this series, Bishop Campbell hopes to present many subjects, including life in the Church, spiritual growth, our responsibility as Christians, and our individual vocation to holiness. From the Chair is intended to encourage our prayer life, to draw us deeper into a relationship with God, and to announce the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, Bishop Frederick Campbell.
My dear friends, this coming Sunday, the third Sunday of Advent, is known in a familiar way as Gaudete Sunday. I suspect that a lot of people remember Gaudete Sunday because it marks the fact that we're halfway through the season of Advent and all that closer to Christmas. But in fact, it is called Gaudete Sunday because of the entrance, introit, that is prayed and in fact was sung for centuries on this day. And that introit is taken from a verse in St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, which reads, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near." And it's that repetition of the word rejoice or gaudete that gave its name to this Sunday. Now, the fact that we celebrate a Sunday known as the Joy Sunday or Gaudete Sunday allows us to consider a little more deeply the nature of Christian joy and why Paul would insist, in fact, repeat it. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Indeed, the Lord is near. And what is so surprising is that St. Paul was writing the letter to the Philippians while he was in prison. In fact, in that letter he says, "As a prisoner for the Lord, live a life worthy of the call that you have received." And part of that call is to be joyful as a follower of Christ. For in Jesus Christ we have the victory. So that joy should be one of the markers of Christian living and Christian revelation and Christian witness. And as we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, I think it is good just to ask, what is the manner of Christian rejoicing? How do we do that, and what makes it different from the more superficial joys of the world about us, or a joy that is based on nothing but an absence of any challenge? So I begin by speaking about what Christian joy is not. It certainly is not a cockeyed optimist. It is not that habit that you find, perhaps not frequently, but every now and then, of a person, no matter what happens, what difficulty has to be faced, there is always a kind of forced smile and a statement that everything will turn out all right. I remember someone once telling me that if in a panic you are the only one that is still peaceful, it's probably because you don't know what is going on. So it's not that cockeyed optimist. And it is certainly not simply ignoring the difficulties of life or the challenges or skating over them or painting them over as if simply to forget them rather than to face them. Because I think of Paul's life, who calls us to rejoice, which was filled with these difficulties. He was imprisoned, not once, but three times. He faced martyrdom, which he experienced in the city of Rome. He was shipwrecked three times. On one occasion in a city, he stirred up by his preaching such a ruckus, they beat him and then left him for dead outside the city walls. But when his disciples revived him, he jumped up and continued to preach the name of Jesus Christ. And I think the key to understanding that Christian joy lies in the fact that when Paul, writing to the Philippians, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always again, I say rejoice," he says, "Indeed, the Lord is near." And when we think of that Lord who is near to us, we realize that the Lord is one Jesus Christ who has experienced all that human persons experience except sin. And that experience was even temptation and death. This Jesus Christ understands our humanity. And as the church fathers used to say, everything that the Lord assumed, he transformed. That is, as he assumed human flesh, he transformed its meaning and its purpose and its destiny. In suffering temptation, he transformed that into an opportunity to choose the good. And in suffering, he changed its character to a prelude to a great hope and a renewal. So that in understanding how Jesus, in accepting our humanity, has utterly transformed it, we should rejoice, even in the face of difficulties, and even in the case of Jesus and St. Paul himself, in the face of an unjust death. And in Jesus Christ, we also have a revelation of a God who is a God of life and not of death, a God who has an eternal love for his creatures, even sending his Son among us, that we might, in fact, have everlasting life. And when we consider all that the Lord has done for us, our hearts should be overwhelmed with gratitude. And it is a gratitude born of the fact that even in some of our very dark moments, Jesus is near. He is a neighbor. He's a companion to us. And as St. Francis de Sales liked to say, do not be overwhelmed by the cares of today, for the same God who brought us through those cares today will see us through tomorrow. And all that he has done, his suffering, his death, and his resurrection and ascension into glory, gives us a great sense of joy. And we should rejoice in the Lord because in the teaching of Jesus Christ, we have been given a truth that frees us. And in that truth that the Lord has preached, in that he established by the sacrifice of his own life, we have a truth that frees us. We have a hope that sustains us. And we have a glory that awaits us, where every tear will be wiped away. I remember a story that a nurse told me when I was visiting a hospital of a patient who had just been diagnosed with cancer. And the nurse, who also happens to be a sister, went to visit this patient, and the patient said, "Well, you know, sister, they just told me I have a tumor the size of a baseball. But you know, God is greater than that tumor." And he said it with a smile on his face, realizing indeed the Lord is near. So as we come to celebrate Gaudete Sunday, celebrate not only the halfway to Christmas, but celebrate as well that abiding joy that is ours in the Lord Jesus. And it is a joy that ultimately will give us the deepest peace that we covet. So, my dear friends, I pray that your Advent be one that is filled with the blessings of the nearness of the Lord. I pray that your eager expectation of his coming be increased so that when he comes among us, we simply say, "Welcome," and rejoice now forever.
You have been listening to From the Chair with the Most Reverend Frederick F. Campbell, Bishop of the Diocese of Columbus. From the Chair is a series created by Bishop Campbell in cooperation with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, so that he might directly speak with his flock to address questions about living the Catholic faith. Join us each Tuesday at 5 p.m. for From the Chair with Bishop Frederick F. Campbell.